Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Hi, my name is Lenora. A guy named Nick Thomas from Legal Claim.
Okay, you said that was Thomas?
Huh?
You said that was Thomas?
Rick.
Rick, I apologize. Okay, perfect. And can you confirm the phone number for me?
My phone number?
Mm-hmm.
702-470-3225.
Okay, beautiful. And then did you want to see if you met that criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Of course. And again, I am... do you know if you were diagnosed with anything such as a cancer or knew anyone that was
after? I'm having cancer in 2023. It took everything to get me a hysterectomy.
I see. And I am so sorry to hear that. Do you know if you used the hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
I've been using Dark and Lovely since 1980.
Okay. And then when was the last time that you used it?
2022.
Okay. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with this, or have you signed any other paperwork?
No, I've never done anything with it.
Okay.
This is my first time talking to anybody about it.
I understand. And I know you mentioned that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, which, again, I am so sorry to hear. Do you remember when you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed with it in October. Gave me a full hysterectomy in November of 2023.
Okay, so you were first diagnosed around October of 2023?
Yeah, they told me they needed to give me a hysterectomy.
Mm-hmm. I see, and again, I am so sorry to hear. Do you know what doctor it was that diagnosed you?
I don't remember his first name because it's been a while. I only seen him a few times, but his name is Dr. Richter. He retired afterwards.
Can you repeat his name for me?
Dr. Richter. R-I-C-H-T-E-R. Richter.
Oh, I see.
I don't know how to pronounce that. Richter? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. Richter. He died. He retired, like, between January and March.
Okay. No worries. Do you know where he was based in?
He was in Pala. I have the address and everything.
Okay. And you said that was in Pala?
Pala. P-A-H-R-U-M-P. Pala, Nevada.
Oh, I see.
89048.
Okay, no worries. Okay, now I do see one that came up. It looks like his first name was Lawson. Is that right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Him.
Okay, beautiful. Perfect. And then do you remember the clinic or the hospital it was where you were diagnosed?
Sunrise Medical Hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
It's on Maryland Parkway.
Let's see. Yeah, I do see it on Maryland Parkway there. Perfect. Just 1 second to transfer their information. Okay. And again, you used it and you were diagnosed in the state of Nevada, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I just tried to call you guys twice. The number kept hanging up on me. I thought I had the wrong number.
Oh, I apologize. The line kept cutting off?
Yeah, it just kept cutting off. I called you guys twice, and then I called Rick back, and I told him. I said, the number keeps hanging up. Every time it rings, and then it rings one time, and then all of a sudden it just cut off.
Oh, I do apologize for that. It is... Yeah, again, I do apologize for that. Now, remind me, did you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before your diagnosis?
Yep, I used it at least 3 times a year, 4 times a year.
Okay, about 3-4 times.
And then I would retouch my hair, retouch it up every other month. So, yeah, I was using it a lot.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll make sure to take note of that. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I'll stay in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, beautiful. And then what was your date of birth?
8/30/1969.
Okay, so I have 8/30, and that was 1969-69.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, that is good to hear. And how about any friends or family members that used hair relaxers as well might have been diagnosed or affected by it?
No one has told me, but I mean, growing up, all my friends used hair relaxer. You know what I'm saying? It's just a thing for Black people
Mm-hmm.
to do. So
Okay.
it's like I haven't talked to anyone from the years that I grew up back then, and nobody has told me anything. But I mean, I can always ask.
Yeah,
You
of
know what
course.
I'm saying? I can always ask, but nobody has told me anything about it.
Okay, I see, and I understand. I hope nothing does, come of it in that sense. Do you remember when you started using the hair relaxer?
I started using the hair relaxer. I was probably like 14,
Okay.
19, in the early 80s.
Okay.
It was before I graduated from high school. I know I was in the ninth grade.
Okay, and then I can, is it okay if I put the year 1980 as an estimate?
Yeah, that's fine. That's
Okay.
fine.
And then I know you mentioned that you stopped using it around 2022. Do you remember maybe the month?
Probably January. Most likely it was January because I had
Okay.
to cut all my hair off.
Okay. I'll put around January of 2022. And so
Yeah,
you
so I
said
cut
you
all
used
my hair
it.
off and started my hair the way it is right now, my
I
dread.
see. Okay, so it seems like you might have used it for around, let's say, around 40 years. Does that sound right to you?
It sounds about right.
Okay. And most of the time, was it at a salon or was that at home application?
It was at home. It was at
Okay.
home. I never went to salon. I always get it at home.
Okay. Do you remember what brand name you might have used? Dark and Lovely,
Dark and
L'Oreal.
Lovely.
Okay. That Dark and Lovely.
A little bit of Dark and Lovely pink and olive oil. But I mostly use Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Okay. And were you diagnosed with that cancer at least 2 years after you first started using the product?
Not until later.
Okay, yeah,
After
so it was at least
I
2 years
got
after, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. And I know you mentioned there was a hysterectomy. What kind of other treatment did you receive for this?
Well, that's it.
Okay.
I had my ovaries taken out, and my daughter was like 5 years old, and like she was born in 92, like 97. I had my ovaries diagnostic. I had real bad ovary problems. Then I went back 6 months later and they put me in the hospital and took both of my ovaries.
I see. And then all of that treatment, that was, I'm assuming you said around November of 23.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when they diagnosed me and told me it's just time to just get rid of it all because
Do you
I'm
remember
lucky
the
to have problems.
doctor that treated you for this?
Dr. Richter.
Oh, it was Dr. Richter as well. Okay. And was that at the same Sunrise Medical Hospital?
In 2023, yes.
Okay.
It was him and another doctor.
Okay.
They both made the decision, and I just needed to just
I see. And I did
take it
input
out.
Dr. Richter's name on there. Is that okay?
That's fine. That's
Okay.
fine.
And then can you
Yeah, I'm
confirm your
making
gender
vows,
for me?
everything. My who?
Your gender?
Oh, I'm a few.
Okay, perfect. Female. And then how is your first name spelled? Can you confirm that for me?
It's Lenora. Lenora.
Beautiful. Lenora. And then last name was Ricks, correct?
No, my last name is Merritt.
Oh, I sorry. Okay. And how is Merritt spelled?
Merritt. That's on
Okay.
my ID.
Okay, perfect. So I have Lenora, L-E-N as in Nancy, O-R-A, and then that last name was M as in mom, E-R-R-I-T-T.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And did you have a middle name?
No.
Okay, no worries. What about your social?
Yeah, I have one, but it's not on my birth certificate.
Oh, I see.
So.
No worries. And then what about your social?
562-57-6145.
Beautiful. So I have 562-57-6145. Is that the right one?
Yes,
Okay.
that's
And then did you have an email address that we can keep on file?
it. Yeah, I'm gonna spell it out to you, and just the way I spell it, it's the way it is, okay?
Okay.
Because it's gonna seem weird. This is LA NORA MERRITT JERFF ERSON @gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So that would be first name, last name, J E R S as in Sam, S as in Sam, ERSON @gmail.com.
Yes, that's my married name, but my daughter misspelled it, so when they did the email, it just stuck.
I see. No worries, no worries. Well, thank you so much for
No
confirming
way to change it right then and there. So I just left
that.
it. I've been at it for like
Right. Yeah, no
over
worries.
15 years, so I just left it.
Perfect. And then I have your phone number 702-470-3225. Is that the best one?
Yes, that's
Perfect.
my
And what
best.
about that full address?
2620 South Maryland, Maryland Parkway, box number 14-449.
Okay, and was the street number 6220?
No, it's 2620
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, so
Maryland Parkway.
I have 2620 South Maryland Parkway, and then that was unit 14-449, and that's in Las Vegas,
That's
Nevada.
my mailing address. Yeah, so it's you don't have to put unit in there, you just put 14-449.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. And it's Las Vegas, Nevada, 89104. I mean 109.
Okay, beautiful. So
89109.
2620 South Maryland Parkway, 14-449, and that's in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89109. Okay, beautiful. And then do you have the medical records?
I have everything. Everything
Okay.
is in my storage unit. It's in a file. I have everything from the hospital, from them, all that.
Okay,
Because it was
beautiful.
around Thanksgiving time, so I had to make sure I had everything up there with my kids
Right,
around that
right.
time.
Okay, well, great. That will definitely come in handy. If they do ask for those medical records, would you be able to send those through mail or electronically?
Yeah, however you need them sent.
Okay, sounds perfect. Thank you so much again. And then lastly, we do require an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind, Lenora?
Yeah, my daughter.
Okay, beautiful. What was your daughter's name?
One of my beautiful babies. Shanice, Sha, capital Nice,
Perfect.
Robinson,
Okay, Robinson.
Robinson, Givens, Givens.
Okay. Great. And then do you know her phone number?
Let me pull it up. Let me pull it up. Let me pull it up. Our phone number is 725-259-2396.
Perfect. Okay, now what I am going to do is going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all, Lenora?
It's something that I find on my email.
Yes, exactly right. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent for them to go ahead and pull those medical records, see if they can get that case started for you. Do you want this sent to your email or to your text messages? Do you have a preference?
I don't know. It's not signed on my text messages.
Yeah, it's going to be the... It would just be the same link, and it would take you to that same webpage. So whichever one is easier for you to open up.
Either one. It doesn't matter to me.
Sounds good. I could send to both, whichever one is easier for you. Okay, before I do send it, I'm just going to verify some of the information on here. I don't want to get anything incorrect. So sub me if anything sounds incorrect. I have your first name spelled Lenora, L-E-N-O-R-A. Last name Merritt, M-E-R-R-I-T-T. I have your street address as 2620 South Maryland Parkway, 14-449. That's in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89109. I have your date of birth as 8/30/1969. And lastly, your social as 562-57-6145. Is that the best one?
Yes.
Beautiful. That's right. Perfect. So I just sent that out. You should see that come through.
Wait. Say that phone number to you. What did you do?
The phone number?
Is that what you just gave me, the phone number?
No, the last thing I read you was the social.
Oh, 562-57-6145. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, perfect. So I just did send that out, Lenora. It should come back as a text message and an email. So whichever one is easier for you to click on that link.
Okay, so it's Carolina.
Exactly.
Okay. Love you. Be careful. Okay. All right. So you want me to go on the DocuSign and sign everything?
Yeah. So it's just going to have you click on that link, and then if you have any issues signing, I'll stay on the line.
Okay. Do you agree? Yes, I agree. Yes, I agree. Okay. Continue. It says the envelope was also sent to the away. Continue. Please sign. Okay. What do I sign? How do I sign it? Please review.
There should be a start or a continue button. Do you see anything that says that?
Okay, yeah, there you go. Okay, so Lenore Merritt. All right, go down to the bottom. I need to find where the checks is.
Yes, anywhere where it's yellow is where you're going to be tapping.
Oh, that's cool. I like this. Where's my pencil at?
Yeah, it's neat.
I need my little pencil. Yeah, this is neat. Okay, so what do I say? Adopt and sign.
Yes.
So what do I push? Okay. All right. Wait, what happened? Oh, okay. All I'm going to do is text you and everything is fine. Lenora. Merritt. Okay. Next one. Okay,
so I'm finished. Okay, so it should have you click that. Okay, I did just receive that on my end, Lenora. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a text message. It's going to be from my direct line. If you have any questions,
do I push continue right here?
I'm sorry?
Go ahead and push continue. It says you're done, but it is at the bottom of it.
Yeah, no, I did receive it on my end. So you can exit out of that page. Yeah, you're all done. Any extra steps, you can just disregard.
So don't push continue at all?
No, you're okay. You can exit out of that page. You don't have to do anything more. We did get that DocuSign on my end. And then the attorneys are going to reach out within 48 hours. So they're just going to give you a quick call. They're going to verify some of the information that we went over. So it should be a fairly quick call. Okay. After that, like I said, if you have any questions, you can always ask them or myself, which again, I'm going to send you that text message so you have my information. Before I do let you go, Lenora, do you have any questions for me?
No, this is pretty simple and pretty easy.
Good. I'm glad you think so. I hope the case goes over very well for you, okay? Okay, well, thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a good one. Bye-bye.
I'll take a rest.